Hi, and welcome to Nerdiest Prime, and we are reviewing Star Trek Picard Season 3. I'm joined once again by the Nerdiest Prime crew, Alan in Halifax.
Hello, everyone.
And Namir in Toronto.
Hello, our 64 viewers.
And I'm Lucas, and I'm joining you all from Montreal. So this is the first episode of the third season. It's a lot of promise for this season. It's the return of the old crew, the Next Generation, apparently like a sequel to the live Next Generation film. Let's start with our initial thoughts. What happened?
You're breaking up like all throughout that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Okay, Alan, tell us what you think of your initial thoughts of the first episode.
I had a good time with this one. I will say it felt a little fan service-y in spots. If that's a word. If not, I'm coining it. It was basically what we've all wanted to see from this show, probably from the get-go. And it's good to see the team coming back together again, if we're not quite there yet, but it was a good start. Kept it brief, keep going.
There's no editing, so we can't have awkward silences because no one's cutting that out.
All right, the silence is still awkward.
It's still awkward. It's still happening. You gotta keep us going, Lucas. Wait,
I said hit Namir. Go.
Oh, I didn't hear that at all. You froze. Okay. You froze. I didn't hear that. Oh man. I liked it. I really did. Surprisingly, I really liked it. But I also really hated it. So I'm a little bit confused. The stuff that really worked for me really worked for me, but the stuff that didn't work for me really didn't. So I liked like half of it, right? Like I cut it right down in the middle, and I liked one half and didn't like the other half. And I know where the division is. I know what is what. I think I have a theory.
So what's the division?
Anything that's connected with the previous seasons, with Picard 1, season 1 and season 2, I hate. So Raffi, I forget the Romulan love interest at the beginning. When it started off with that, I was like, oh, this is going to be garbage. But everything with Riker and the Titan was awesome. And Shaw, holy, he was great. As soon as Riker and Picard got together, it just felt right. Like it really felt like, oh man, they have this dynamic, it feels really good, they've got this back and forth. I have a couple of nitpicks, but that's when the show started to kind of click for me. And then they cut from that back to Raffi, and I was like, oh okay, we're back to the good old season 1, season 2 dark days.
Well, I, you know, the thing is, it's like, I think, I don't know why they kept Raffi versus the six other characters that were great in the first two seasons. But like, you know, Allison Pill is great, and Captain Cabrera, or whatever his name was, like, he was great.
So memorable. I remember all their names.
Captain Generic Mexican Name.
Yeah. And I just, all those. They were just really great. And then I thought Raffi was always the least interesting character. I kind of sort of hated the episode. And my overall feeling about the episode was that it was like they had the problems of the first two seasons, which it doesn't feel like Star Trek. I feel like they're treating me like I'm stupid. And I think my biggest nitpick is how people are like talking about their emotions or talking about plot points, like just no subtlety whatsoever. My favorite one is when Raffi, she's playing like a junkie on the Blade Runner planet. And then she kind of like just goes into like she's not even hidden. She just goes around a corner and she's like, secret agent Raffi reporting for duty.
I just made contact. And the guy's like, you what? Sorry, was that, am I, what, me?
I noticed that too. That was very, very clunky.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who everything, does that? Yeah, everything with Raffi is really, like, really bad, like, really trashy. And yeah, I totally agree.
Another throwaway line, it wasn't really a throwaway. I mean, I noticed it, and it might probably come back. It was interesting that that seems like Riker and Troy's marriage might be in trouble, or that he's been a bit of a pill to them, and they could use some space. But it makes me kind of wonder how they'll bring Troy into things. This because
it's a way to artificially create conflict. Yeah, it's just a way to make it interesting, so that when she shows up, it's gonna be like it's gonna be like Han Solo and Princess Leia.
maybe they're manufacturing some angsty behavior. But yeah, because they seem so happy on their little pizza oven planet where they ate the bunny pizza.
Pizza oven planet.
I don't know. That's what I meant for that episode, was them making bunny pizza.
Oh man,
I think that the only positive things that I would say about the episode is it was really nice to see Riker and Picard again, and especially because we're reviewing Star Trek The Next Generation season one right now, and so to watch like the beginning of Next Generation and seeing like the very end of Next Generation at the same time is such an interesting contrast to see those characters like young and fresh and baby faced, and then see them as old men. It's kind of
I do like the fact that they're on like a buddy basis now, like they're on even footing, and it's kind of like a Lethal Weapon, like a buddy cop type dynamic now, where in Next Generation there it's obviously like a mentor mentee type relationship, and now they're they're just a couple of old dudes just shooting the shit and looking for adventure.
Yeah, but I still think they're God. I still kind of feel like they're not really doing that relationship justice, right? Like they
no,
because we've kind of seen this type of dynamic before with Wrath of Khan, right? Where they're old, right? The crew is old, but they're still them, right? They're still professionals. There's not like a buddy cop dynamic happening. You know, they're still true to their characters, and I don't see that here, right? I just they're just almost caricatures of themselves now, right? And that's the problem with the show, right? It's a poor reflection of what the show used to be. It's like all the things that they think that people like, they up, right? They turn all that stuff to 11, but that's not what people like, right? They just think that, and all the other stuff that makes the show great, they've just gotten rid of it.
For banter. I enjoyed that part of it. It made me smile when they were like complaining about health problems and scheming and complaining and trying to get his grumpy face.
I did like the callbacks to all the music. I mean, I liked everything you said about that, Alan, but I was like, oh, that's this, like, I like, like the, at least the feeling with the music was giving me all this sort of nostalgic
I think I liked the First Contact. Well, the fact that the opening credits had a mixture of the First Contact music and the Picard theme would seem relevant to the story and the characters who are in there. But yeah, I didn't need all the callbacks to like the TOS stuff, because I'm like, that just seems like pandering. Like, we're just catering to something, to a fan base, that probably doesn't care about this crew as much, like, because I mean, the TOS people back in those movie days, you know, some of them hated the Next Generation when it came around. So I was like, you know, it can be its own thing. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a TOS callback. We don't have to, you know, remember fond memories about Kirk and Spock because they're not relevant to this at all.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel much worse about this episode than I did before we started talking about it.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, I think it's a decent start. I mean, I think once more pieces fall in place, that'll become more interesting. Because I'm assuming next week we'll probably see Amanda Plummer and see what her villain's all about, and you know, maybe the meaty stuff will start happening. So.
They should have made her a Klingon. I don't know if that would have been what, you know.
I don't know what the hell she is because she doesn't look like a Romulan, so I don't know what she's supposed to be. Maybe she's a Picard clone.
Maybe she's Yolanda. She's Yolanda from Pulp Fiction.
but she could be. That could be part of the Romulan program, you know, when they were getting high-ranking Starfleet officers and making clones and to replace them. Maybe she's one of those too. Maybe she's a... Maybe she's a clone of somebody else in Starfleet. Who knows?
I guess who knows. Okay, let's do our ratings and we'll get out of here. So let's start with Namir. I'm curious about what Namir's rating out of 10.
Well, I started off with a 6, better than I thought it would be. But now that I'm thinking, now that you've got me actually thinking about it, I'm starting to become more and more disgusted by the episode. So I'm gonna drop that down to a 5. Half of it was good ish, and half of it was just terrible.
Right. Okay, Alan, what's your rating?
I feel like I'm probably around a 7 for this one. I was like, I'm intrigued, I was entertained. A few things made me kind of roll my eyes and groan, but overall I'm encouraged by the direction. I just want to see more of the story fall into place before I, you know, because I feel like this is all like last year again, where there's like a really good setup and there's a good build, and I went, yeah.
Okay, but a Picard's...
So I feel like if...
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm hoping we get a really amazing episode 2, and this it's hard to judge this one on its own because it just seems like a little we're climbing up a little mountain. And whether we fall off sharply or we keep climbing something amazing, you know.
Well, as long as Picard Hitler shows up in the next episode, we'll be fine.
No more time travel. No more that. No. No more alternate realities. No more time travel. Please stop.
Okay.
I'm very happy we're in the 25th century and they're doing their...
But that was the only good episode in the first two seasons was that episode.
Yeah, it's true. But okay, but a Picard 7 is a TNG 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say that. But...
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, I'm going to give this 4 out of 10. It's really a 3 out of 10, but just because it has like these classic elements of the Next Generation. And they have 7 of 9 is back, and Picard and Riker and the little mini LaForge. All those were good things. But yeah, we'll see what happens next week on Nerdy's Prime Star Trek Picard Reviews. Thank you very much for joining me.
Wait, you gotta say, Lola's gonna want you to say the like and subscribe stuff. You should probably say that.